On the streets of Beirut, Lebanon today, anti-Syrian protesters turned out in force. Witnesses described the protest as Lebanon's biggest demonstration since former Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri was killed a month ago. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us now from Beirut. And Ivan, how many people turned out?
Madeline, this was the biggest crowd that I have seen yet here in Beirut. Hundreds of thousands of people, I estimate. This is the four-week anniversary of the car bomb that killed Rafik al-Hariri. Many of the banners that were carried by protesters, they said truth. People want to know who killed the former Lebanese prime minister. And they're also calling for an end to the Syrian military presence here and what they say is Syrian interference in Lebanese affair. I saw signs saying they were using President Bush's warning to Syria in the past, saying no half measures. And that's a sharp contrast to the pro-Syrian rally that was led by the Shiite movement Hezbollah last week here in Beirut, where American flags were burned and signs said no to American interference.
Well, considering those two protests are from politically opposite sides, does this indicate that there is a dangerous degree of political polarization occurring in Lebanon?
There's clearly a divide here. At both the Hezbollah rally I've been at and at today's opposition rally, people really came up to me and they said they wanted to convince me that they were the majority in Lebanon. And some people I've talked to, some Lebanese, are worried about this. The civil war ended here in 1990, but people are still traumatized by those memories. And some Lebanese have told me that the mood is getting more tense and they're scared. They're seeing flashbacks to the days before the Lebanese civil war.
Who's organizing these competing marches?
Well, the core of the opposition has consisted mainly of Christians and Druze and some Sunnis. Typically, the people we see down at the sit-in are university students, more affluent. And Hariri, the assassinated former prime minister, his political party has gotten much more active, the Future Party, and they had a role in today's rally. On the other side, it's the Shiite militia and political party Hezbollah that has been leading the pro-Syrian rallies. They're poorer, working-class people, and there does appear to be an element of a class struggle here.
Well, the United Nations envoy to the region just left. He was there over the weekend talking with the presidents of Syria and Lebanon. What came out of those meetings?
Well, Terry Rhode Larson said he had a timetable from the Syrian president for the full and complete withdrawal of all Syrian troops and intelligence agents from Lebanon, and that he would be delivering that timetable to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan this week. He said the next couple of weeks were critical to see whether or not Syria is sincere about saying that it will withdraw its troops, and we have seen convoys of Syrian trucks leaving Syrian army posts. We're also getting reports of Syrian intelligence agents who have abandoned some of their posts around Lebanon.
And is there anyone waiting in the wings to step in and take over and lead the people of Lebanon?
Clearly, Hezbollah has asserted itself as a major political force, starting with last week's rally. Western diplomats here agree that the opposition has a bit of a problem still. It hasn't presented a cohesive program for the future, or really an alternate leader. Finally, you have the Lebanese government led by President Emil Lahoud. The opposition calls him a Syrian puppet, and he just reappointed a pretty unpopular guy, Omar Karami, to be prime minister within 10 days of this man's resignation from that post in the face of opposition protests.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Beirut. Thanks, Ivan.
You're welcome, Madeline.